This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's a big week for 50th anniversaries this week. The War on Poverty, of course, about which more after the break. But also in January 1964, a report by the Surgeon General that made huge waves in a huge business. It concluded that smoking caused lung cancer in men. It suggested that smoking caused lung cancer in women and that it was linked to heart disease. Since then, there have been more than 20 Surgeon General's reports on smoking. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has more on those reports on American culture and big tobacco.
In 1964, January 11th, the word came out that smoking was bad for you.
That's Acting Surgeon General of the United States, Boris Lushniak. Although it might be hard to believe that smoking being bad for you was ever really news, Lushniak says that report was a game changer.
Whenever I speak at medical meetings, I'll discuss the fact that oftentimes at these medical meetings, people would be smoking. There'd be ashtrays on tables around us, smoking in restaurants, smoking on airplanes. This was really a part of our society.
In 1964, nearly half of Americans smoked. The AMC drama Mad Men is set in the 60s. In this scene, Betty Draper is driving with her young daughter.
Now get me a cigarette and give me some details. You want one, don't you?
And Betty Draper gives her daughter a cigarette. Since the report was issued, 8 million lives have been saved by tobacco control measures, according to a report from the National Cancer Institute. Theodore Holford with the Yale School for Public Health was one of the study's authors. He says it's time to look to a new frontier in tobacco regulation.
It's sort of an interesting time that we're going through right now because tobacco-related products that are being produced are very, very diverse these days.
Holford points to the booming market for e-cigarettes and smokeless tobacco. Good old-fashioned cigarette smoking is on the rise overseas. China alone has 300 million smokers now, although the country is exploring a smoking ban of its own. And there's still progress to be made in this country. Stanton Glantz directs the Center for Tobacco Control, Research, and Education at UC San Francisco. He points out that more than 40 million Americans still smoke.
We still don't have strong warning labels on cigarette packages like almost the entire rest of the world has. We still don't have a ban on menthol.
Glantz wants to see a ban on smoking in movies, which studies have shown can encourage young people to smoke. A new report on smoking is due out from the Surgeon General next week. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.